From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Investigators say a Malaysian passenger plane that crashed over Ukraine in 2014 was shot down by a surface-to-air missile that was transported into the country from Russia. Henry Ridgewell has more.
The conclusions of the multinational joint investigation team were clear. Flight MH17 was shot down by a surface-to-air missile fired from territory controlled by Russian-backed rebels. The precise launch site has been narrowed down to a specific field outside the village of Pervomaisky. Russia has consistently denied any involvement. The investigation has identified over 100 people who were linked to the transport of the missile or the crash itself, but prosecutors have not identified who might be criminally responsible. Henry Ridgewell, London.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has condemned the attacks on two large hospitals in the rebel-held areas of the Syrian city of Aleppo. He called them war crimes. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke by telephone with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, telling him that the U.S. is making preparations to suspend bilateral engagement with Russia concerning Syria. He said the engagement would end unless Russia takes immediate steps to end the assault on Aleppo and restore the agreed-upon cessation of hostilities. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter announced Wednesday that the U.S. and Iraq have agreed on a plan to send about 600 American troops to Iraq to help retake Mosul from the Islamic State group. Speaking in New Mexico, Carter told reporters the additional U.S. military personnel will train, advise, and assist Iraqi security forces and the Kurdish Peshmerga. This is VOA News. Democrats in the U.S. Senate voted with Republicans to overturn President Barack Obama's veto of a bill that would allow families of the victims of the 2001 U.S. terrorist attacks to sue Saudi Arabia. Only one senator voted to sustain the veto. If the House of Representatives votes for the bill, it will become law. A vote is expected later in the day. Proponents of the bill allege that Saudi Arabia gave backing to the attackers, something the Saudis deny. U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump headed Wednesday to key states they need to win in the November 8th election. Clinton is campaigning in the northeastern state of New Hampshire with her one-time rival for the Democratic presidential nomination, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Republican Trump headed to Chicago and will also appear at rallies in Iowa and Wisconsin. The Politico Morning Consult poll, which had Trump ahead by 1 point before Monday's contentious debate, said its first post-debate polling now showed Clinton with a 3-point edge. A senior U.S. official said Wednesday that a growing number of Chinese companies and individuals are being investigated for suspected violations of sanctions placed on North Korea due to its nuclear proliferation. Daniel Freed, the State Department's coordinator for sanctions policy, told a Senate Foreign Relations Subcommittee Wednesday that he would not argue against suggestions that the probe could widen. North Korea for years has been under sanctions, which have largely halted its trade with countries other than China. But new research says that the North's state-run trading companies have adapted and are evading international sanctions by hiring Chinese middlemen. Japan's top naval officer says his government has no plans to conduct freedom of navigation operations in the South China Sea, either alone or with the U.S. Navy. That remark contradicts earlier comments by Japan's defense minister. Admiral Tomohisa Takei said this week, although Japan strongly supports U.S. operations in the South China Sea, it has no plans to conduct or join naval patrols in the region. Police in Thailand's capital threatened Wednesday to arrest human rights researchers with Amnesty International over an event tied to a new report detailing allegations of torture and other ill treatment by the military and police. An Amnesty official says the rights organization has been warned of possible arrest and prosecution of people speaking at the event. A spokesman for the group went forward with an impromptu news briefing nearby anyway, detailing a report that alleges 74 cases of Thai soldiers and police using beatings, suffocation by plastic bags, waterboarding, and forms of humiliation. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.